Was at Caulfield. How was your morning, Rob?
Yeah, it was nice and busy, Nutty. There were plenty of horses going around, a little bit fresh with the breeze, but other than that, looking forward to a terrific weekend of racing at Caulfield, and obviously a couple of horses from Caulfield heading up to Sydney for the Golden Rose and the Gloaming.
Definitely. Well, what's Robert Smurden likely to have go round?
He'll have Super Hard Go Round Nadia, who's been super impressive in his two starts, likely to contest the three-year-old plate over the 1,100. Had a really nice gallop on the course proper this morning, just cruised up to the 600-metre mark and ran really strongly to run home the 600 in 36 flat. Came home the last 400 metres in 23.4 and looked really impressive hitting the line this morning, Nadia. He also will have Now or Later, who's resuming. The mare was also another one to work on the course proper. Just went from the 600-metre mark after a really strong win last week in a jump out at Caulfield on the course proper. Got home the last 600 in 36.3, and there wasn't much difference between Super Hard and Now or Later. The Now or Later came home in 23.6. Looks in terrific order Now or Later, and will contest the How Now. And I'd expect Now or Later to be very, very competitive, and the 1,200 should really suit, while Super Hard in the 1,100 steps up the 100 metres extra. It's won both starts over the 1,000 previously, but I think Super Hard will be very hard to beat in the opening race of the program.
Okay, so that's a couple for Robert. What about Kieran Maher? He's got some really good ammo at the moment.
Yeah, he does. Well, Merchant Navy has headed up to Sydney this week, and Kieran was up there this morning overseeing her Merchant Navy's gallop on the course proper at Rose Hill. Worked over 1,000 metres, and reports coming back were that Merchant Navy's in terrific order, hoping to continue his unbeaten run of form, and I'd expect that he would be very, very competitive. He does face some very stiff competition in Minari, who's been flying, and also Pariah, but I would expect Merchant Navy to run very well. Has come on enormously from its first up run, where it overran the rest of the field and looked very impressive in doing so. So I'd expect him to run well in the Golden Rose. Apart from those, the Merchant Navy in Sydney, he's got Aloisa, who's resuming. It worked five furlongs this morning on the course proper in a minute 6.40. Was really strong and looks in great order. Came home the last 400 in 23.5, and I'd expect Aloisa to be very competitive. It's going to contest the three-year-old filly's handicap, plate, I believe it is, over the 1,400 metres. Does face some stiff competition, but I'd expect that Aloisa will go very well. Has some great form lines around it last preparation, and should go very well. Bonds Away is another one for Kieran that he's not confirmed that he'll run, probably 70-30 chance of running at this stage. Worked over 800 metres on the steeplegrass this morning in 53.6 and came home the last 400 in 24 on the steeplegrass. One has passed three starts, Bonds Away, so it's certainly a progressive horse and is likely to contest, I believe it is the handicap Testarossa Stakes at 1,200. It's a bit of a step up from what he's been contesting, but I'd expect him to go very, very well. And also Here to There, who's been in terrific form of late. It worked 800 metres on the steeplegrass in 52.2, going very, very nicely, and ran home the last 400 in 23.75 on the bridle. Should go very well again in the handicap over 1,400 metres, Nadia. So Kieran certainly got a strong hand this weekend. Of them, you would put Merchant Navy on top, with strong chances to Aloisa, Bonds Away, and also Here to There. So they've all got reasonably good chances in the races they're contesting.
What about Mick Price's horses?
He's got a couple of good horses going around, Nadia. King's Authority worked quite nicely this morning on the course proper. Went over 1,000 metres on his own. Ran home quite strongly for the last 600 metres without pushing himself too hard, saving a little bit of energy for the weekend, but went around the 1,000 in a minute 8.35, home the last 400 in 5.3 reasonably comfortably and looks terrific in the coat. I'd expect him to be running very well, has some strong form lines around him and should be very competitive. Will have to come up against Super Hard, obviously, but has been showing plenty of promise and is still only lightly raced. Aside from him, Nadia, Duke of Brunswick and Mighty Like will both likely run in the handicap at Caulfield on the weekend. Duke of Brunswick was a little bit disappointing last start. Didn't really run all that well at Moonee Valley, and I think it was the first time Chris Caserta had taken the ride trying to get a bit of weight relief. Probably didn't work out quite the way Mick had wanted. So I would suggest you'll find a senior rider hopefully back on board. He worked well this morning over 1,000 metres with stablemate Zim Zala. They went 1,000 metres in a minute, 6.45. Home the last 400 in 23.89, and he looks in terrific order. Mighty Likes a nice horse that is very hard to catch. He's been freshened up since his last run in July and worked in company with Royal Disguise this morning over 1,000 metres. They got home the last 800 in 51.52. And Dale Smith was on Mighty Like, who's back in the saddle, which was nice to see, and came home the last 400 in a tick under 23.75. So I would expect Mighty Like to run very well. If he's got his mind on the job, I'd expect him to run enormously well because he does have a very good record at the track and distance. And Duke of Brunswick, if he gets back to where he was previous to last start, he'll be super competitive. While Princess of Queens will contest the last race in the Mayor's Benchmark 90 handicap over the 1,400 metres. Had a quiet morning this morning and will gallop tomorrow over 1,000 metres, Nadia.
Okay, so that's a few there. What about Brenda McCarthy?
Yes, has Blondie going around. Was very unlucky last start running into Shoals, who just happened to be a little bit better at the finishing line. Blondie was terrific winning previously to that at Sandown and had more of a maintenance gallop than anything else this morning, Nadia. Went 1,000 metres on the steeple grass and came home the last 400 in a very comfortable 26 seconds. Certainly a horse with plenty of talent and I'd expect her to be competitive. Is nominated for both the Super Vobis three-year-old plate over the 1,400, but I would suggest she'll probably go into the three-year-old filly's plate. And as Brendan McCarthy said to me this morning, he's hoping that Shoals decides to run next week and he will be more than pleased if that does occur.
Understand. What about Stuart Webb with Legless Verve and Coral Coast?
Yeah, Legless Verve is going to contest, I believe, the How Now Handicap and How Now Stakes and worked quite nicely this morning over 800 metres. Came home the last 400 in 23.8 and you'd expect the horse to go very nicely. Has been running some in reasonably good company and I'd expect Legless Verve to run well. May have a little bit to get past now or later in the race, but I'd expect it to run well once again. While Coral Coast heads up to New South Wales to run at Rose Hill on the weekend, it worked over 1,000 metres this morning in preparation for the Gloaming Stakes and came home the last 400 on the course proper in 24.4. So I'd expect that Coral Coast should run very nicely up there in New South Wales and Legless Verve should give a great account of itself at Caulfield in the How Now.
Okay, so that's those there. What about Colin Little's pair, Domino Vital and Jalan Jalan?
Domino Vital was exceptional this morning, Nadia. Really worked nicely. Boris Thornton will take the ride on the weekend. And went 800 metres this morning in an extremely sharp 48.5 on the steeple. Came home the last 400 in 23.5. And if it can get a nice little bit of weight relief and hopefully up towards the front of the field and dictate the terms, it could certainly be very, very competitive on the weekend. It's going to contest the Benchmark 78 handicap over the 1,800 and has been known to pinch a nice win or two at Caulfield over this sort of distance. Jalan Jalan was a little bit fresher, you would call it, I would suggest, this morning. Went 800 metres in 52 and came home the last 24. Just wanted to have a bit of a play around this morning. It's very, very fresh, but I would suggest that of the two nominated races, she's nominated for both the Testa Rossa Stakes and also the How Now. I would probably have a looking at the list of Testa Rossa. Is very, very fresh and is capable of a really strong performance when first up too.
Okay, John Maloney's got Given and Pay Up Bro.
Yeah, Give is a last start winner at Pakenham and worked exceptionally well this morning. Went 6 furlongs or 1,200 metres in a minute 23.5 and ran home really nicely the last 400 metres in 24.5. Is a talented horse and I'd expect that he should run reasonably well in the three-year-old handicap over the mile. Aside from Give, Pay Up Bro was a very unlucky last start when resuming. Did come up against a crack field, but I'd suggest on what he did this morning, he'll be very competitive in the handicap over the 1,400 metres. Worked 1,000 this morning in a minute 9 flat and came home pretty well in 24.25. Wasn't asked to do too much, was on the bridle, and there was plenty to like about the way he looked too. He certainly muscled up and looks in great order from that first up run.
What about a couple for Clinton McDonald?
Revolving Door looks very well. Was a much better performance last start when running third, and I'd expect him to run very well. Was nominated for both the Testa Rossa and the handicap over the 14. I'd suggest he'd probably go to the 1,400 metre handicap at this stage, but worked quite nicely this morning over 1,000 in a minute 6.7 and got home the last 400 in 23.75 on the course proper. While Costello is another horse that is nominated for the Testa Rossa at listed level, it breezed up on the course proper very nicely, running 37.5, came home the last 400 in 24, and looks a horse that should run very well at the track and looked very good to the eye this morning, just getting around quite comfortably the last 400 and saving a little bit for the weekend, Nadia.
All right, we've also got Andrew Noblett's Magnamine.
Yeah, Magnamine looked quite good this morning. It'll contest the mare's handicap over 1,400 metres, I should say. Worked quite nicely over the 1,000 and was very comfortable the last 600 running home in 38. Andrew was pleased with the way it's working along and should go very well, according to Andrew. He was also very happy with the work of Silent Sedition and Super Cash as they get close towards their kickoffs this spring. Super Cash is likely to kick off in the Moyer Stakes and Silent Sedition is hoping to have a run in the Gilgai as its kickoff point throughout the spring.
And also Mini Downs.
Yeah, Mini Downs for Luke Oliver, running exceptionally well, is likely to contest the same race as Magnamine. Has been working the house down, and for an old stager, as you would call her, at 9 years of age, showing no signs of slowing down at all. Also nominated for the Tatura Cup, but all the indicators suggest that the horse will run at Caulfield. Worked very nicely over 1,000 metres and in evens as a maintenance gallop and quickened up the last 400 to run home in 24.8, Nadia. So plenty to like about Mini Downs, and certainly if it doesn't work out on Saturday at Caulfield, there's plenty of country cups around that I would suggest the horse would be very close to winning.
Definitely. So who are the ones we can get some money out of for the weekend?
For the weekend, I certainly think you can go very well with Super Hard and Now or Later. I think that Bonds Away should run very well if it does run in the Testa Rossa. Merchant Navy up in Sydney. Hopefully Kieran can bring home a Victorian victory up there in New South Wales. I think that aside from them, Pay Up Bro will be competitive, as will Revolving Door. And they will probably be in the finish with Duke of Brunswick at Mighty Like in the handicap over the 1,400 metres, Nadia.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Rob.
No worries.